All right. So let's move on. We're talking about in this chapter the greatness of Dibur, right? The high level of Dibur. So he says like this, that there are three reasons why a person would theoretically not be learning enough. Why? What motivates a person to not be involved in Torah, in learning Torah? What's the main, and it's very important because this way a person knows which of the three is his challenge and he knows how to deal with it. So he says the first one is tirdas hataiva. He actually wants certain things. He wants certain things, and those are distractions for him. Okay? So he wants to make money, he wants to spend money, he wants to enjoy his money, he wants to enjoy, you know, whatever it is that comes with that. So it's distracting. So he's involved in other types, period. The second thing is, he likes to have a good time. It's not the taiva. This is common in, like, you know, younger kids, younger people that you know, can't get settled down in yeshiva. It's not because they're going to party. It's not because they're doing taiva. It's because they just want to have a good time, just want to chill, relax with the boys, go out a little bit, have a good time, you know, not take life seriously. You want to, you could sit in the dorm, in the dorm room till 3 a.m. schmoozing, and, you know, that's, so it's not a taiva in that sense. It's the desire to be involved in nothing. Now, by the way, on that topic, it's in Gevaldike Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish says that sometimes you find that the Mida of Atzlus could make you put forth more energy. Atzlus is laziness. You think laziness means I shut down. So he says laziness could mean I goof up, put more energy. Why? He says, let's say a bunch of guys are schmoozing in the dorm. Right? So he says the Atzlus, the lazy perspective on that is I'm just going to schmooze with them. Why? You don't have koach to fight and go to sleep. It's the gevura to go to sleep. And it's the Atzlus to stay awake. Because it's the atzlus that you don't want to fight your desire to go and schmooze, and you stay with them, whatever. I'll just stay up till 3 a.m. and ruin my whole next day. The gevura would be, I'm going to sleep now. That's not the laziness, that's the gevura. That's a chazon ish, it's amazing behar. So, so that's the second taiva. The third reason, I'm going to put these on in case. I don't know if you can hear me so well. The third reason is because he doesn't want to work hard at it. He wants to get the Torah. He doesn't, and he's not running after taivas. He's willing to you know, focus, but he doesn't want to work. And then he realizes he's not getting anywhere without putting in work. So then he gives up. Like when we saw Salanta used to say, he said, you know, in this generation, everybody wants to learn Shas in one night. So I said over before. So we saw said, he said, I'll be honest, the truth is, I knew people that could learn Shas in one night. But that night, they didn't sleep. You can't, you know, like, I want to know Shas in one night, but I also want to get a good night's sleep. That already, he says, I never met anyone like that. Right? So the that's the third reason. So he says these are the three factors. There's taiva, there's laziness, in the sense you want to be involved in Dvar B'Talem, and then there's that you're not willing. It's not a problem in Hashkafa against Torah. It's just that you're not willing to work. So he says, what is the remedy of these three problems? So he says, the first problem, the remedy is to be zoich of yirim amisa. Remember, you really think these things are valuable? This cruise and this restaurant, all this stuff. Come, just check back into reality that stuff doesn't mean anything. And once you check back into reality, you realize that that's not your priorities. That's number one. The second one is, if the problem is the Dvar Batalim, so think back for a second and think, where did I get more hana? Did I get more hana from a good schmoozer eye? Did I get good enough from when I sat and learned a good Seder and that feeling I got up and said, oh, wow, that was a good Gishmaka Seder. And the third one, he says that a person has to know that the geshmak in learning comes from working hard. And they have to motivate themselves to work hard because they have to know that if they do work hard, that's where they're going to get the payers from. So that's his setup here. It's very interesting. He actually learns these three things into the first parak of Mishlei. And the first parak of Mishlei is where he learns all these things into the psukim. Because it says, "An masai pesayim te'ehu hu pesi." When will how long will it be that the fools enjoy foolishness? V'leitzim, which is the guy that's looking after Hanas Olam Hazeh. V'leitzim lotzim chamdu, and the leitz wants leitzanus, which is the second category. Uksilim yisnu das. Another one, don't take das seriously enough to work at it. Because he goes through the three categories, and he learns all this whole shtickle in the first pasuk into Mishnah. That there's three categories of that Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, how to address. Now, inside here, there's a bracket, and in there, he says an amazing yisod. And he asks a question, which really the Gemara asks. And the Gemara says that the nachash is the worst animal. Why? Because the nachash, his nezek that he does to people gives him no hana. Not his nezek, but his food, the nachash gets no hana in his life. He has to eat dirt. Meaning that the nachash did an avera that gives him no hana. Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara gives someone no hana. And yet he did the Lashon Hara. It was Mesis and Mediach, convinced other people to do Avodah Zarah, eat the thing. So Mela, he's not going to get. So the question is, Chafetz Chaim talks about this, which is, what's really the Yetzer Hara for Dvar Mateo and Lashon Hara Kal Bechayim? What's the Yetzer Hara for that? Unless you get no Hana from it physically. But what's the enjoyment to sit out there and schmooze for hours about nothing? Right? So what he says is, again, it's because when a person does something, he creates a spiritual koach, and that spiritual koach wants more of what it was created from. And that spiritual koach goes and envelops the person and brings out of that person a desire to do more. It needs more of that thing that created it.
It's a
spiritual koach, yeah. So it's like an or makif when you're doing a mitzvah, but it's the opposite of or. It's like a chosh, it's a spiritual ruach, koach. And the most spiritual koach, like we've been saying the whole time, is that koach which is created through dibur. So a person does a dibur, which is either an avera or even just dvar mitzvah, it creates a ruach around him of a very high level spiritual koach that needs this stuff to feed it. And it's hungry and needs more of it. And the person has to supply it. So it's forcing the person to get more and more involved in this. So the person gets satisfaction because he's an outside koach is giving them this feeling that they need to be sustained. But by Navera, it's also like that. Avera, Guerrera, Savera, right? That's pshat, he says. So the pshat of avera gozer brings upon a person a certain spiritual koach that needs to be fed from another avera. But that koach is, because it's from a maisa, is less powerful than that which comes from a dibor, because the dibor is more spiritual. So it has a better koach to create a higher spiritual being. So therefore, a malach which is created through dibor is going to envelop the person more. So if a person ate chazir, chas v'shalom, see, oh, wow, that tastes good. So, oh, should I have it again? Maybe it's good. But a person speaks a certain way, they can't break out of it. It's much harder. The habit that a person creates by doing that is moishet the person a lot more than a mashiach of a maisa there that he did. So therefore, that's and he says this is the pshat. It's like a ver gerer sever in that particular inyan. it's a very strong concept. Okay. By the way, in all these things, as you see, where Chaim Volozhiner and the Vilna Gaon is the same base medrash. It's the same way of thinking. You know how everything, nothing is just what meets the eye. Nothing is just like, okay, you did this. No, we're in this world is like the total end of the line of everything. It's like everything that's happening here, it's like a puppet show. It's really all happening up there. This is just a game down here, right? And everything we're doing up there is really the koach of it is from up there. That's why this whole chapter is unbelievable, that Dibur has a greater koach than Maisa. Right? Because in the spiritual world, that's for sure like that. So therefore, that is an ability to envelop the person in a stronger koach to continue doing it. But he says, therefore, that's why Talmud Torah can get cool, because Talmud Torah puts in a person a ruach of toiv, which is greater than any other ruach of toiv that you can create through a mitzvah. And the Torah that a person does envelops the person to want to do more. Right? That's why most things, there's only one thing in this world that the more you have of it, the more you want of it, which is money. People don't get sick of money. People get sick of pizza. People get sick of ice cream. People get sick of chocolate. People get sick of alcohol. People get sick of stuff. You have it every day, all the time, right? You get sick of it. But you don't get sick of clicking into Bank of America, it's a Chase, and watching your bank account grow, right? you can do that all day. You're not going to get sick of it, right? The more money coming in, no problem, keep it coming. So people don't get sick of money. Why? Because Hashem made a teva like that. Oyev kesef, because the pasuk in Mishnah, that's why. Oyev kesef, lo yizba kesef. You want money, then you will, if you desire money, you cannot stop that title. So the only other in the spiritual sense, Torah is that way. Oyev Torah, lo yizba Torah, the Gemara says. So it's the same thing. In other words, Nishayish Lomani Yatsu Masayim, Torah is that way because of this var, he says. Because Torah is a spiritual koach that creates such a strong ruach that envelops the person that it wants more to feed it more, and you have a desire to give it more. Why does Hashem make that tefillah with money? Money is also a little bit intangible. Right? COVID is also that way, by the way. Because it's also intangible. COVID.
How do you stop?
What?
How do you stop the cycle?
Of what? Of COVID?
Of everything.
Okay, you gotta take a serious step out. That's the cough of tshuva, really. Tshuva means I can't just stop it. Tshuva means I gotta figure out a trick how to come back in, right? But that's why COVID is a very dangerous Yitzhahara, because COVID is a very refined taiva. So it's very difficult to temper that. Because again, a person runs after COVID, it's like you're never going to get sick of it.
It's spiritual also.
Huh?
COVID is also
Right. So anyway, all right. We will pick it up tomorrow. Shtarka raid over here. Very shtarka stuff.
Shkoyach, Rabbi. Thank you.
Shkoyach Adam. Shkoyach Adam. How are you? All right.
I'm here. I'm not on video, but I'm here.
Okay, good. Yeah, tomorrow. There you are. Okay. Shkoyach.